Hi, this is a dictation for Jamario Washington, JAMARIOWASHINGTON. Date of birth is 7/4/96. Date of accident 3/8/2022. Date of service is 6/7/2022. History of presenting illness, Mr. Jamario Washington is here for a follow-up evaluation. And he missed an appointment. He was last seen on 4/21/2022, and he missed two appointments. He reports that he had extreme transportation problems for missing such appointments. He reports that he's able to walk okay, and he can climb the steps and come down the steps, and his knee pain is minuscule, like one or two, and rapidly improving. Currently, he's having pain in the lower back, which is around 8. And with no radiation to the legs except the left front leg occasionally. And neck pain is reported to be 7 with radiation to the right arm involving third and fourth finger, and headaches, which are off and on, but with no symptoms of TBI. Pain level varies from 7 to 10, and ADLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And patient reports no relief yet from pain, and he reports the ADL as follows: the work is affected 10, working ability is affected 9, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 8, general activity and mood is affected 7, relationship with other people is affected 6. And the neurological patient complains of headaches without any dizziness, no history of any vision disturbance or double vision, no fainting, blackout, and no tension, no loss of memory or balance problem, no lack of focus or confusion. Patient denies any, in the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the neck and the lower back, with stiffness in the neck and the lower back. And no difficulty walking is reported. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or sleep pressure, or any digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine. You can see painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, there is no changes in the pain level. And there's no relevant medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any of the trauma in the last month, last 45 days. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse man is reported. Compliance history. Patient reports full compliance. The physical examination reveals blood pressure is 122 over 74, pulse is 87, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the physical examinations from the previous visit of 4/21/2022, dictation number 0423-078. Plan is to continue the medication, which is Celebrex, 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory, Lyrica 50 mg for headaches and neuropathy pain, Tizanidine 4 mg for muscle relaxation, Tramadol ER 100 mg twice a day for pain relief, Lunesta 1 mg daily for sleep, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach. I'll fear it's at 1 to 2 every 6 hours, PRN, 60 tablets for headaches, and watering gel and lidocaine patches, with one refill overall. The patient is advised to continue the physical therapy 3 times per week, focusing on the neck, lower back, and left sacroiliac joint. And the knee pain has resolved, and TBI is also minimal. Headaches are minimal and no symptom of TBI reported today. The patient will remain disabled in the area of work and household replacement and transportation. Patient is advised to do the heat treatment by soaking in warm water and or infrared heat as well as wet heat, and continue the therapy, home exercises, and if no relief, an MRI will be considered next month to identify the pathology and move from there. Thank you. The meds were reviewed and the labs were reviewed also. Patient is fully compliant. Thank you.